means you've changed and you're pure in your heart. You're not trying to miss God. In fact, you don't want to miss God. And the devil takes your weakness and pounds you to the ground with it and identifies you through what you've done instead of through what he's done. And the fact that you care enough to go, oh, that's not God. Oh, shouldn't have been there. Oh, shouldn't have done that. Oh, that's less than who he is in me. Oh, that's a good thing. It says simply go to the Father and confess, God, that was less than the value of who you are in me. That was sin. That was human weakness and human nature. And I live by the Spirit. And I thank you for washing me and cleansing me, making me mature and wiser. And thank you, God, for vindicating me and washing me. Oh, God, thanks for loving me. And you go on and live your day in the Christ. What are we doing dragging around for 3 days with our spiritual lip on the ground? You know, come on, what are we doing? What do we think, that's humble and noble and accomplishing something? No, it's believing the lie. Look, you're not for sale. You've been bought with a price. You're not for sale. Don't sell out your identity. Jesus is in the wilderness. He's hungry. He's fasted 40 days. The devil comes and says, if you're the Son of God, turn the stones into bread. Tries to get you to do something to prove who you are. Ephesians 2:10 says you're his workmanship created in his image. Yay, you got to be before you do. I'm not who I am because of what I do. I do what I do because of who I am. Big difference. One's religion, one's spiritual and Christianity. You're his workmanship created in his image for good works. You got to receive his image. You got to be his workmanship. You got to say, thanks for creating me. Thanks for the day I was born. Thanks for foreordaining me and predestining me and loving me and saving me from the darkness. Thank you, God. Come on. At Shore Beach, boy, God, it's going to be another day. I tell you, it's going to be, I hope the car runs right and I hope my boss acts better than yesterday. And God, I just hope you're with me, God. That's the average Christian prayer anymore, you know. God, get me through today. I tell you, the bills are pressing me. I don't know. The boss is half a jerk. I don't even like my job anymore. God, you got to give me strength. Oh, God, help, God. Yeah. Please don't pray that way. God, thank you. You live in me. Thank you. You've given me the potential to turn this very world around. My sphere of influence will be touched by the Spirit of God in me today. God, thank you for making me a lover of men because you've loved me. You've been merciful to me and I'm merciful to men. Everything you've been to me, you're teaching me to be to others. Thank you for reproducing yourself in me. And God, when I go into this day, I'm representing the King. What an honor to be alive. I appreciate life in you, Lord Jesus. Come on.
Whoa.
If we're complaining, frustrated, tired, sorry of living, and all, we are being deceived. There's something we're not seeing that's there. If it's not adding to the momentum of your life in God, you're not seeing and thinking and receiving the right thing. Do you get it? In the midst of it, Paul was through more opposition than we can imagine. Beaten, stoned, prisoned, and he said, you know, I've come to the place where I'm content no matter what circumstance I'm in. Why? Because he's right with God and he's doing God's will and there's much fruit to his account and his treasures are stored up in heaven. He's thinking for God. He's thinking for eternity. Some of us, and I'm not pointing to anybody specific, I'll look up. Some of us are so shallow spiritually that we'll lose our sanctity over a traffic jam or somebody pulling out in front of us. We just lose it. You idiot, you knucklehead. And we forget the value of human life. People making mistakes. Love covered a multitude of sin. It shows that we've incorporated God into our life for our sake, but we're not desiring to become like him for his sake. Because what the world needs is love. You get it? Wow. Hope you're getting that. See, what's that have to do with healing? I thought you were talking about healing. This is all about healing. What I'm telling you. Because you live from that place of a clear conscience, that's a big deal. 1 Timothy 1:5 says, the goal of all our instruction is love, which flows through a pure heart, a clear conscience, and a sincere faith. You violate your conscience, or you don't have a pure heart, your conscience gets violated, you shipwreck your faith. They all three go together. To the pure, all things are pure. The pure in heart shall see God. Look,